Thanks for hanging out with us today, y'all. I know you have a lot of.
Thanks for hanging out with us all weekend.
Aww. Are you one of the firemen? One of the people. Folks, we've been asking a lot of favors of our neighbors because we flew in with a minimal amount of stuff, only about 15, 18 bags. But, we needed somewhere to blow up our queen-size air mattress, so we asked the RV folks next to us and someone to charge the old laptop. Even though I haven't looked at it, but we need to charge it. But everybody's been super friendly. We took a pump shower in one of our neighbors, and everywhere we go, everybody offers us beer and free shrimp and all sorts of great stuff. So I've been told it's the Gray Fox way. We weren't hanging out in the right place. Folks, this workshop is called Rocky Mountain Grass. How many people were at our workshop on Thursday? Some of y'all, okay. We talked about Colorado bluegrass a little bit, and one thing I mentioned is that, first of all, a lot of people who live in Colorado aren't even from there. So the bluegrass that's there is actually played by a lot of people from California, from Michigan, from the East Coast, from everywhere. And they bring with them all sorts of different things they've learned in their respective states and places. And it makes for a really cool mix of people and of music. And I talked a little bit about how Open Road, which is a very traditional band, Bluegrass Patriots, another very traditional band, coexists peacefully side by side with some of the very progressive, more either rock or jamgrass oriented bands like Yonder Mountain String Band and String Cheese Incident and Drew Emmett and Freedom Ride and some of those other bands. Some that even have drums. And it's a really cool mixture of places and of bands and of people. So people bring also their different experiences with them when they do original music, and that's what I was gonna tell you all a little bit about this next one that I wrote here. I lived in Charleston, South Carolina. I'm originally from Virginia, but when I moved away from South Carolina in the year 2000, I lived in Telluride before, and I couldn't stand the mugginess of Charleston, so I decided, and amongst other things, my boyfriend and I broke up, and I was alone in the world again, and I wanted to get back to Colorado, and so I was all down on Charleston, and packed up all my things, and I was sleeping on the hardwood floor, and closed out my bank account, and everything you do when you're about to move, and then suddenly, pretty much the last few days I was there, I noticed how amazing the place was, and it came back to me why I was there in the first place, and everybody just seemed so much nicer. And I kind of wondered why I was leaving anyway. So I wrote this tune here called Why Does This Old Town Look Better Now That I'm About to Leave?